on the phone with me is celebrity chef extraordinaire Charmaine Broughton. You are the author of Delicious and Doable. You can be seen on, you know, breakfast television. The list goes on and on and on, Char. And the big game is coming up this weekend, the Grey Cup on Sunday. And you know what? I'm not the biggest football fan, but I am for the big ones.
Ah, me too, Kev. I will watch football, especially when there is food involved.
Absolutely. And let's talk about the food, Char. What do you got for us on the list?
Okay, so the first recipe that we are going to chat about is the buffalo chicken pizzas. These are absolutely delicious. So what you're going to do for this recipe is you are going to purchase a store-bought rotisserie chicken. It will just make your meal prep super quick and easy. And you're going to take the chicken off the bone, chop it all up, and then you're going to stir the chopped cooked chicken with some hot sauce. And just set it aside. And then you're going to lay out some pitas. And on top of the pitas, you're going to stir together some pizza sauce and barbecue sauce. And then that is going to be your sauce for your pitas. So you need 4 pitas. And then you're going to add some cheese on top of that sauce with some green onions. And then you're going to put on that chicken that has been stirred together with the hot sauce. Into the oven it goes for about 10 minutes. You're going to bring it out. And then you are going to top the pizzas with some thinly sliced carrot. So we're playing on like a basket of chicken wings here, except we're making it into a pizza. And then you're going to top the whole thing with my homemade dilly ranch dressing. These pizzas are so flavorful, so delicious. They've got so many textures going on, and they're just like perfect game day grub. Watch the Grey Cup.
Fantastic, Char. And we've got pizzas. What else are you bringing to the table for the Grey Cup this weekend?
My Alfredo nachos. So if you love a pan of nachos, you will love this little twist on them. So what you're going to do is instead of using like a salsa, a traditional tomato salsa, you're going to take a jar, a store-bought jar of Alfredo sauce. So you're going to lay out your nachos on your baking sheet, and then you're going to pour the jar of Alfredo sauce on top of your nachos, and then you can go to town with all your favorite garnishes, your cheese, your olives, your jalapenos. I like to add some cooked shrimp. Into the oven it goes for about 15 minutes or so until the cheese is all ooey-gooey and that Alfredo sauce has melted and it's bubbling. And Kev, you have taken like a sheet pan of nachos to whole new levels with a simple jar of prepared Alfredo sauce. Honestly, you will never eat nachos with a salsa again after you have this pan of ooey-gooey Alfredo nachos.
Well, they sound they just sound absolutely amazing, Char.
Oh, they're so good, Kev. Seriously. Do we have time for one more? Okay, great.
Absolutely.
So this is my cheesy jalapeno white bean dip. So, you know, in true Char fashion, I like to throw in a little bit of a healthy element here. So what you're going to do for this recipe is you're going to take that can of white beans. It's a great pantry staple. You're going to drain and rinse it. You're going to pulse it up in your food processor. You're going to add some garlic, some salt, some nutmeg, a little bit of sour cream and some mayonnaise, and some grated cheddar and some green onions, some pickled jalapenos, and some hot sauce. And what you could add into this as well is you could add a can of crab meat, just drain and rinse it, and then add that in, stir it all together, put it into a baking dish, bake it off, and again, you've got something ooey and gooey and delicious to eat while watching the Grey Cup. And yeah, this is just a great way to use a bunch of pantry staples like a can of white beans, and then you're throwing in some plant protein and fiber there as well. And with this dish, you can serve it with cut up veggies, with crackers, with pita wedges. It's absolutely delicious, and there's no doubt it will wow your Grey Cup gang.
That sounds awesome. All three do, Char. And before you tell us where to go for these delicious recipes, who are you picking in the Grey Cup this Sunday, the Blue Bombers or the Argos?
I'm going to have to go with Argos, Kev.
What about you? I'm going the double blue all the way. Argos, Argos all the way. I'm with you.
There we go.
And
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win. And, Char, where can we find your recipes?
Yeah, so the listeners can go to your website, Charmaine. Like, you go to the this is my Stratford Now website.
Yes, I'll have a link for your website at mystratfordnow.com.
Perfect. And my cookbook is available at Fanfare Books in Stratford at 92 Ontario Street.
Fantastic, Char. Thank you so much for taking some time today.
My absolute pleasure, Kev.